There's a big movement on here in New York, as there is all over the country, to legalize marijuana. And it's rearing its head here in New York, as I said. And we're ambivalent about it. I mean, there are concerns, but we think people should be in the privacy of their homes allowed to smoke a joint or whatever the hell it is they want after a hard day's work.
I think you detailed it. I mean, I never smoked pot. I was obviously had my issues with drugs and alcohol, never marijuana. But yeah, if you want to smoke in your house, that's fine. I don't care.
But it's complicated because there are people on the street smoking. It's pungent. Right. Kids walk by, whatever. Anyway, on the line.
But there is money to be made in the States, and that could be
huge
big money.
Huge right. money. It's very, right. very alluring to the politicians.
That's right.
And speaking of politicians, on the line with us right now is a former guest of ours. He's been on the Bernie and Sid show before. He is the borough president of my home borough, the Bronx, New York, Ruben Diaz Jr. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Bernie. Good morning, Sid. And let me just begin by giving a shout out to Anton from the Bronx.
See that? You know what time it is.
That's a very famous Bronx guy, no doubt.
That's funny, man.
Hey, talking about the Bronx, I know you're a big fan of these guys, too. How do you go up 10-5 and lose 12-10 to the Texas Rangers last night? How do you do that?
Man, I have to be honest, I was paying attention to the conference finals in the NBA, but you know, the Yankees are doing well this year, and look at the bright side. We've been putting up a lot of runs, 20-something home runs in the last 4 or 5 games.
Yep.
I like where we at right now, and so my hat's off to the Texas Rangers, and you can't win them all, but I think that we're in a good place right now.
One quick follow-up. You said you were digging into the NBA. Last night was game 5. The Celtics remained unbeaten at home. They beat LeBron and the Cavaliers. Are you rooting for the Celtics, Ruben? Are you rooting for LeBron James and the Cavaliers?
Well, let me be clear. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a diehard Knicks fan.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
But with that said, I internally I find myself rooting for LeBron. But I have to say that, you know, that what Boston has done, especially with these three young guys, Brown, Rozier and
Tatum.
Tatum is going to be a superstar.
Yep.
And of course, Al Horford has just been playing phenomenally.
Look at this guy. When are you going to ESPN? Forget about the Bronx.
WFAN or something, Ruben Diaz Jr. You sound better than
you can be my manager. Give me a contract.
No doubt about it. You could do both.
My agent, yeah.
Hey, Chris Christie did both.
Yes.
You could do it. Like Ruben Diaz Jr., again, you're from my hood over there in the Bronx, the Soundview section. I grew up in the Monroe Houses there, the project.
Wow.
But now your father is a city councilman, a Ruben Diaz Sr., and he says of legalizing pot, he says, this is ridiculous. We're always protecting the criminals. We should be protecting the senior citizens and law-abiding citizens. And you, Ruben Diaz Jr., well, you have a disagreement with that.
Well, let me just be clear here. I am not all out in favor of the legalization of marijuana at this moment. What I'm saying is for those individuals like my father, be careful, because what we've seen for too long, people of color in the city of New York have been differentially and disproportionately and negatively impacted by the way that marijuana laws are being enforced. When you look at what's happening to blacks and Latinos who are being arrested as first-time offenders, who are nonviolent offenders in the city of New York, the ramifications are serious in their lives. I would tell people like my father, be careful, because you know, your sons, who are you so proud of, one who's a borough president, one who works for the New York City Housing Authority, may not have had the opportunities that we've had in our careers and in our lives if we had been part of the judicial system simply because we smoked a doobie here or there.
You know, that's a fair point, and that just came up with me and Bernie on the NFL kneeling thing, that it is unfair, and some African-American folks spend a long time in prison for something as really innocent as smoking a joint in the street. So let me take it back to sports for a second, then we'll get back to pot. What do you think about NFL players kneeling? And that goes directly to what you talked about just now.
Well, look, I will always stand up, salute, put my hand over my heart whenever the national anthem or the American flag is being flown. I respect it. In fact, I'm a proud father. Just 2 weeks ago, my wife and I, our youngest son, was commissioned. He graduated from Temple University, but he also did Army ROTC, and he was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army.
That's
wow.
nice.
Congratulations.
And your dad, too, is an Army veteran.
Yeah. He's an Army veteran. I do a lot of work here in the Bronx. We have a veterans council. We just had our veterans breakfast acknowledging over 300 veterans for Bronx Week last week. And so with that said, I also respect people's freedom of speech. I think that the NFL, I think, missed a perfect opportunity. What do I mean by that, Sid and Bernie? I think that, yes, they could have come out with this new policy, but they should have coupled it. You know, the players aren't anti-American. The players aren't anti-flag. The players are anti-police harassment and brutality. The players are anti-discrimination. And so what they should have done is say, okay, this is our policy. We're going to respect the flag. But at the same time, as an organization, what we're going to do is that we're going to hear the players out and start an initiative and a discussion nationwide as to how we can address these injustices.